Hey y'all, welcome back to TTLG. The crew today is Ryan and I. Georgi had a bit of travel that he had to go do. It's been a little bit of time here since our last video, and we'll get into that in just a second as to kind of why that was some of the thought process here. But tons of action in the world of Luna, excuse me, the world of Terra. Tons of action in crypto generally, and we've got some pretty broad thoughts here for you. But excited to be back, and excited to be pushing content out again. Anything to add to that, Ryan, before we do the disclaimer?
Yeah, just the last couple of weeks have been pretty hectic with just getting the new network spun up with the whole validator. Props to all the validators out there who have been working with TFL. It's been such a challenge, but everybody did a great job and got everything spun up in record time. So props to all the validators out there. Awesome work. And big shout out to the TFL guys, Jared at TFL. Great work. All stand up professional team there. But yeah, this new network is up. I'm sure you guys have noticed it. You got your Luna airdrop and then what's vested so far. So yeah, we'll just get right into it. So what are you thinking with this new network, Joseph? How do you like it?
Well, real quick here, before we get into it, remember, nothing on this channel or this episode is meant to be taken as investment advice, full stop. So, what do I think about the new network? I think this is going to have there's some pretty interesting characteristics here, right? First and foremost, I just want to say, like, real quickly, this is the biggest story in crypto probably since, man, I don't know. Probably since the launch of like DeFi seriously, right? And maybe even a little bit before that. I mean, and here's why I say that. The implications for stablecoins, the implications for the kind of the regulatory environment around stablecoins, I think is massive, and we're gonna have to wait months until we really understand that the full impact of like how unfortunately that's gonna be weaponized. And then the other thing I just wanted to say before I give a comment on the network is, we've talked about this in depth, Ryan, right, with Georgi and beyond. I mean, we've been in and around this industry for a long time, and it would be impossible to convince me, I think, that I should say today, I'm always willing to change my mind, but that this was some massive, scheme that somebody undertook to rip people off. I just don't think that was the case. And having had the perspective that we've had as a validator in the network, it's just not my experience. It's not what I see. I think what happened was the mechanical, connection between Luna and Terra got ripping and roaring and set off this negative feedback loop, of which that was brutal, and a lot of people lost a lot of money, and it was that was hell to go through, and I don't wish it on my worst enemy, but that's where we are. So as we thought about, okay, what comes next, our kind of core belief here is that clearly the market wants an algorithmically managed stablecoin, a decentralized stablecoin. And if I'm being, completely blunt about this, I think that those mechanics, along with, some of the projects that were built in Terra, are the reason that the Terra ecosystem was growing like it was growing. I've heard people like Bennett Tomlin, who's like a crypto naysayer, and I get it. He's a super smart guy. Really appreciate that guy's perspective. He's on the Grant Williams podcast. I think the world of Grant Williams, super smart guy. But I just think that like how, this technology is super tough, right? How do you experiment with it at scale without involving people? Like you have to do that. The problem is that this is not like a new type of car. This is not a new type of airplane where we can have test pilots and crash test dummies. Unfortunately, you know, the people that hop into this, you know, they maybe need to, you know, it's just tough being on the front line. So I think the new network is going to be super interesting, man. And I'm really excited to be here. I don't know. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, the people that were in Terra Classic Network now were to say like guinea pigs or anything of the network. It just, there was that weak link of the network that was basically just exploited, right? Someone saw an opportunity and took advantage of it. So moving on, you know, it's interesting looking at Terra V2. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's not actually any UST in there. So all your transactions are done via Luna. So that's an interesting aspect. That's kind of similar to the Ethereum network in the sense that all your transactions are paid through the native token, which I kind of like. It kind of keeps the network close knit. We don't have any trading of a stable coin outside of the network that can potentially crash the network the way that Luna and UST was correlated in the previous classic network. So I think this is a great start so far for Terra with the V2 network. And, you know, we're excited to see how everything progresses. And yeah. TFL, I just want to say they've done a great job so far getting the network spun up. I mean, awesome, awesome work in such a short amount of time. It took a lot of coordination. So you can definitely tell that they want this to continue to succeed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that a lot of people are, I think you and I have talked about this, or Georgi and I have talked about this before. You know, when you get like crazy crypto tribalism, like my feeling on that is that the people that are like the wild, wild tribalists maybe don't understand like how they have personally succeeded in that ecosystem, right? And so what I mean by that is you're a college kid, you take 10 grand because you worked your ass off at a summer job, you ape into Bitcoin and you're like, I don't know what it's gonna do, but it'll be worth something one day. And now you're a 9-figure guy. That does not necessarily mean that, you know, you understood the important tenets of sovereign money at scale. And, you know, I mean, people, there's this re-engineering of myth of the origin story that happens around this. And so the reason that I say this is because the most important part, right? Like, I love Bitcoin. I frankly think Bitcoin is like the leader for a reason. And I think that the Bitcoin ecosystem's amazing. Lightning is incredible. Some of the mining operations are just like next level, incredibly smart people in the system. But I think to say that it's not worthy of experimenting in other ways to see what else can be accomplished is being at least intellectually dishonest, right? Because, you know, experimenting with things is really the only way that we figure out, you know, what comes next. So all that is to say is that, like, you know, and I know we want to keep today short, but all that is to say is that, like, we as TTLG, we have a few more projects in the pipeline. We started on this journey, you know, just kind of being super interested in Terra generally, and some of the innovation that was happening there. Yes, you know, the up only mindset, cool, got it, interesting, you know, people can make some money here. Yes, for sure. But we kind of fundamentally, and yes, we want to do that, right? We want to, you know, participate in the upside of these assets as well. However, the most important thing I think that we agree on as kind of TTLG here is that innovation matters. It matters immensely, and continuing to push the envelope matters immensely. And so to that end, we were running a validator in Luna Classic. We are now running a validator in Luna, the new version of Luna, Luna 2. And we're here to stay, right? You know, there are other ecosystems that are very interesting, but I think this one absolutely has a community, which frankly is the most important part, that had coalesced around some of the philosophic kind of tenets of what Terra stood for. Not to get too woo-woo and hand-wavy. But that's the thing that matters, right? Because human beings were doing business before there were blockchains. And if we're honest about what proof of stake is, it's just people's opinion driving the development of technology moving forward. So proof of work from a technologist standpoint, proof of work is more interesting, but proof of stake is definitely necessary to get shit done, you know, on a timeline that matters. And where will we end after all this? Probably somewhere in between, or with something that we're not, you know, unaware of today. The most important part is for, you know, if you believe in this technology, make the decision, get involved or don't, and, you know, and then, and keep your hand on the rudder. And so to that end, our new rally cry is don't give up the ship, right?
Give up the ship, that's right.
Give up the ship, man. And so, so I just feel really fortunate, you know, to be working with you, Ryan, and Georgi, and to be, you know, to be able to continue to push content out. And here's the thing, like, we got to ask hard questions, harder questions, the hardest questions. And anybody that's watching, you know, watching our content, I would suggest the same, right? Like, no free passes, right? Like, we're moving into a time where these assets are going to be a little bit depressed in price. And now is the time to communicate and build. I'll give a last word to you here before we wrap.
Yeah, well, I just want to say that TTLG, it was a hard decision, but we see the tech within Terra and we wanted to stick with Terra V2. And that's why we made the executive decision to take the long, hard road and get that validator spun up. It was a lot of work, but we got it spun up in time. And again, to Joseph's point, we are, don't give up the ship, and we are dedicated to the chain persistence within Terra. And that's why we want to ensure we give the most uptime within our validator as possible. It's definitely a lot of work, but we're committed to it. And that's why we love this network. The community is such a great community, and there's a big future within Terra. So happy to be here with everybody, Joseph, Georgi, and all the lunatics out there.
Yep.
So be on the lookout.
Hey, if you're looking for a home, to stake, we'd love to have you, right? But what's the most important thing? Get involved. But just know, you want to come over to TTLG, the TTLG validator, we'd love to have you. One other quick note on that, we are going to be pushing out some perks to being our stakers, which we'll, you know, reveal in the next couple of weeks. And as we alluded to a little bit earlier in the conversation, we actually are, we have amazing technical partners on some of the other projects that we're involved in, and some of the other work that we're doing in the ecosystem, but we have some of our own more technical projects that we're gonna be talking about here in the upcoming weeks. So super excited, and you know, let's see what happens. This is day one, dude, day one.
Day one. Yeah, we're not even 12 hours into this thing, and here we are. But yeah, if you guys are curious about where to stake with us, you can check us out, ttlg.money. We're also on Twitter as well, ttlg_crew. And then we'll have all this up on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. So be sure to check that out. And we'll see y'all in the Terra community. Be on the lookout for all the exclusive content we got coming your way.
Talk to y'all soon. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Joseph.
Yeah.